But right now, we are going to find out what Dolomite means. As joining us from the Northfield Public Library, it is Natalie Draper.
Library love.
Library love.
Library love.
All right. We're rocking here on a Friday morning. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Today's officially, I guess, the first day of summer, at least for the folks at the Northfield Public Library.
That's right.
We're talking before we went on the air. Yeah, we had our first band in the park two nights ago.
Last night.
Was it last night?
We did it last night. We had Justin Roberts Away Park to fully, went. It was the last day of school for a lot of kids, so we welcomed him to a concert in Way Park with Justin Roberts.
So we have the first official day of summer. The kids are out of school. Yeah. You are wearing worms.
Very elegant earrings and a dress, which I made, actually, I will say, with these worms. Because you can't actually buy a dress with worms printed on, it turns out.
But you can make your own.
You can make your own.
Buy the fabric.
Yep.
So you are just wormed out.
Yeah, if you want to see what we're talking about, I am my own visual aid, but I did bring another one too. But I'm so ready for the worm races today.
Yeah, let's talk about
Very
that.
Exciting.
We'll start off with that.
Yeah, so we kick off our summer with worm races in Bridge Square. That is today at 3:30. Join us. I mean, all ages are welcome. The kids get to do the racing. Well, the kids get to race the worms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are racing worms. And like we said before, they have been training all winter.
Thoroughbreds, yes.
They are ready. They are fast. This is like high drama racing. So each kid comes and gets a worm.
Now, do the kids get to name the worm or are they already named?
They sure do.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, in fact, that's encouraged. I personally think that, following the tradition of horse naming in the spirit of the Kentucky Derby to really bring that vibe, I encourage our youth to be creative with their worm names. But come and watch. It's quite a spectacle. Ziggy's generously donates the Nightcrawlers for this event every year, and it's just my favorite thing. So.
Now, how many worms will there be, Nightcrawlers?
Quite a few. We have a pretty good turnout for this. So
okay,
quite a lot of worms. You get to keep the worm.
And that's
asked that quite a few times, so I just want to make sure people know you do get to keep your worm.
Take it home. Put it in your pocket.
Whatever you want. Position.
Put it on a leash so it doesn't get away. All right, so that's coming up 3 o'clock this afternoon at Bridge Square. Mm-hmm. Kids, come on out.
3:30. Yep.
3:30. Yep. We'll race worms today.
Race worms.
What else is going on? You've got a busy month. We're kind of full into the summer programming, so I would imagine it's summer reading time.
It is absolutely summer reading time. So you can come in now, sign up, pick up your reading log. We are, again, welcoming all ages to participate. So we have special prizes for kids, teens, and adults. And just to, because I know there's probably more adults listening right now, the grand prizes for adults to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Log your reading that you're already doing this summer, your beach reading, just get credit for it. You can choose from 2 available Minnesota State Parks passes, a bookish bundle, which is probably a bundle of books, and a Northfield swag bag, which is really cool stuff from some of our local businesses.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, how do you win the prize?
Well, you have to play to win. So there's a number of activities that you can choose from. And again, this I'm just using the adults one here. But you can try a new recipe or a new food and get credit for that. And then you can also check out a cookbook. That's one of the challenges. You can attend a library program. You can recommend a book to somebody. Branch out and stop by the bookmobile or book bike or the library oasis. Visit one of our other locations. Read a book by an author from outside the U.S. or a book that's in translation. So there's a number of different things you can choose from. And if all you want to do is log your reading, you can just log your reading. So log the books that you're reading all summer in place of those activities. Or if you'd rather get active and try some new things, we're encouraging you to do that too. So
cool.
The theme is to explore new worlds. So we really went in on exploration and trying new things.
Sounds like fun.
And different
get into
challenges
your summer for reading.
Mm-hmm.
And do you just sign up at the library?
You just come on in.
Mm-hmm.
You can also sign up online. There's a spot on our, you'll see a badge on our homepage for summer reading, and you can sign up right there too. But we love it if you come in and get a log and
All right.
Yep, we'll get you set up. And you can collect stickers as you go along the way, too.
Now, you had, as we mentioned, the first concert in the park, mm-hmm. starting that series. What's coming up with concerts this year?
So our full concert series lineup is outstanding. I'm so excited. We have some old favorites coming back and some new ones. So Salsa del Sol will start us off with the official concerts on the 12th. All of these are Wednesdays, and all of these are in Way Park. And the concerts run from 6 to 7. If you want to come early, there is a special story time at 5:30. So we start off with Salsa del Sol, and we have Val Sun on June 26th, Trey Aaron and the Undergroove on July 3rd. July 10th, we have Mark Joseph again. July 17th, Cash and Carrie. And July 24th, the Ryan Piccone Quartet. And July 31st, Patchouli and Terra Guitarra. And that finishes off the summer.
Yeah, you've got some familiar names in there, right? And some new ones as well. It's fun. Way Park is a good venue.
Oh, it's great.
I went to a couple of them last year. And it's just the kids love it. They're having fun. There's playground equipment. There's musical instruments for them to play.
Right.
Big, giant
ones.
Yeah,
you can join in if you want.
Yeah.
They bring the bookmobile. You can get signed up for summer reading. Hang out. The Red Chair Project is always... we always have the chairs out for folks to have a comfortable seat.
Mm-hmm. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we also said at the start of the, I said at the start of the program, you're going to explain what a dolomite is. You brought your dolomite.
I brought my dolomite. So, you know, to keep with the tradition, I always have an absurd visual aid. And this time I brought in what is called a rollator. And we got a mini grant from Selco to try out a new idea. And we were looking at sort of encouraging mobility with adults, mm-hmm. right, and supporting mobility. So what I did not bring in is a set of hiking poles, and those will be available to check out soon. They're not quite ready yet, but we're getting them cataloged. So there will be a set of hiking poles, adjustable length. And then we also got this rollator. It is a Dolomite brand rollator. and it has a large basket and a seat and adjustable height handles. And so this is by the circulation desk for folks who maybe needed an assist to fully enjoy the library, right? I was at a quilt show with my mom recently in mm-hmm. April, and I saw a lot of people getting around this huge exhibit hall with these rollators, and they had their stuff in their baskets and were able to take a seat when they got tired. And I thought, oh, the library has a lot of ground to cover and kind of heavy things. And if you wanted to comfortably browse but got fatigued or needed a seat, like that might be harder to pull a chair up to every bookshelf, right? And so mm-hmm. if somebody could borrow this at the desk and walk around the library and browse easier. So that's the idea, was just to make it more comfortable to browse the library.
Yeah, folks, we've all seen these. Mm-hmm. It's the walker with four wheels. It's got handles with handbrakes on it, a seat you can sit down, a basket. And what a great invention. That's very,
it's really
for
handy.
The right people, yeah.
Yeah, so and I thought, well, it doesn't seem that revolutionary for a library to have one, but I just thought, well... Why have we not had one all along? And they're not cheap, I'll say, for a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, for folks who maybe have limited means or are not quite ready to mm-hmm. splurge and get their own, that might be nice to have that available for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it, you know, it's for a variety of people. You think, mm-hmm. You know, the elderly has some mobility issues. But, you know, a few years ago, I broke my leg pretty badly.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get around too well. And that I had to use a walker during my rehabilitation process. I wish I had one of those, though.
It can be hard to carry around a lot of books while you're browsing. And mm-hmm. so part of this is to have that. It's almost like a little shopping cart that gives you a seat, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Natalie Draper is with us, the Northfield's Director of Library Services. What else do you have going on this month?
What don't we have going on this month? June is so jam-packed. I want to highlight a few things. So we have these printed calendars for all of our kind of big monthly events, and then we have a number of things that are not on those calendars. So I'll say we will have, when you come to Worm Races, if you come to a library program, if you visit the Bookmobile or one of our concerts, you'll see these calendar of events. You can of course look everything up on our website. I wanted to highlight a few programs that are not on these. So the Musical Petting Zoo with Groth Music. This is Groth Music.
What's Groth Music?
It's a the company.
Oh, okay.
Groth, G-R-O-T-H. It's a musical petting zoo. So you can meet brass, string, percussion, and woodwind instruments with museums from Groth Music. Hear them get played, learn the science of why they sound the way they do, and get hands-on with the instruments yourself.
Hmm.
So
that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm.
This is geared to kids K through 5th and your caregivers, but all are welcome. And that is Thursday, June 20th at 1 o'clock.
All right.
And, of course, we have another Culture Crew movie coming up.
Yeah, you do.
Do you know what the movie is?
Yeah, but I can't say Young Frankenstein on the air.
Some it is about a younger Frankenstein. Visiting the home of relatives to finish an electrical project. Starring Gene Wilder, directed by Mel Brooks. Feel free to stop in for coffee and conversation this morning and tell me if you figured out the movie released in 1974.
One of the funniest movies ever. It's just a great movie.
So we've moved our movies to Mondays. So we'll be Monday, June 17th at the Grand. Dinner and drinks begin at 5. At 6:15, we're screening a short film by Brian Arley, one of our Culture Crew's very own. Mm-hmm. And at 6:30 is the last call for Kitchen. The movie starts at 6:30.
All right. Yeah. That sounds like a fun night. They've been very popular.
Oh, it has been a blast. Yeah, they've been super popular. I think there was clearly a desire to see movies with the Grand.
Yeah, I think we need to get a drive-in theater, too.
Oh, man, I miss drive-ins.
But the Grand is just a great venue for it. And they do a great job there, Lindsay and the gang. All right. Anything else happening you want to bring up?
A couple more to mention. The Creating Healthy Boundaries with Ellen Saul. And this is a program for adults. Ellen Saul is a licensed psychologist and author of From Pain to Power. She specializes in the process of healing from trauma and attachment wounds. Join us for this program and bring your own boundary questions to transform through her 7 steps. Mm-hmm. That is June 22nd. That's a Saturday at 1 o'clock. And one more Trash to Treasure, a runway revival upcycled decor workshop. So come in and make something for a good cause. I am on the runway revival committee. If you remember that last year,
it was
an absolute blast. Serious fashion made from stuff we would normally throw away.
I can't believe the creativity and the quality of the outfits that they had. It's like, I thought you were just going to have like a milk carton on your head or something. But man, we have a talented group of people.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
So you can look forward to more of that this year because we're going to have the event again in August. But the committee is hosting a hands-on workshop, making elegant decor for the event out of like old packing material would be excellent. Other clean plastic material like plastic bags or that kind of foam wrapping that you get in everything. They cannot be recycled. We're going to make big flowers and such to decorate the White Center for this is a fundraiser for this Community Action Center. So participants can bring any clean packing material they want to use to fashion into these giant flowers, and we'll help everybody with that. The more colorful, the better, and we're going to have a lot of materials too. And that is Monday, July 1st at 5:30.
All right. It sounds like a fun time.
But we have a ton of other programs too, so come in and check out our calendar and pick up one of these calendars for your.
All right.
Put it on your fridge.
And start your summer reading today.
Absolutely.
And if you're so inclined, get out there and race a worm.
And remember, audiobooks count as reading.
Do they?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much for joining us, Natalie, and we will see you again, I'm sure, before this time next month. We'll see you around the library or something.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.
Natalie Draper, Northfield's Director of Library Services. You're